Let's take a trip down memory lane with Niagara County's Great History Show. Now, here's your host, Norm Palmer.
Good morning. Computers are wonderful when they work correctly, as you know, probably in the history sense. Good morning, everyone. We have a great show today. Our number is 433-1433 if you would like to call and join us. In the studio with me, the Executive Director of Niagara County History Center, Melissa Dunlap, and her assistant, Anne Marie Linneberry. Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Good morning.
It is that time of year. They even put some white stuff out there for us this morning to give us the Christmas spirit.
That's right, because, boy, I am not done with my shopping.
What is happening at the History Center? Is that shopping done?
Well,
we'd love it if people came in to shop.
Yes. So, Anne-Marie has a family night.
Okay, on December 17th, which is a Tuesday evening, it's going to be our family night. We start with a pizza supper at 5:30 for a nominal donation. And then at 6 o'clock, we are going to do a program about a baby boomer's Christmas. So we're going to talk about Christmas in the 1950s and 1960s, maybe a little into the 70s. And then following that, we're going to make a Christmas ornament. So that you can take home. So if you would like that to participate in that program, please give us a call at 434-7433. The program itself is free, but we would like you to make a reservation, especially if you're going to have pizza, so we know how much pizza to order. But you're welcome if you just want to come into the program. That's fine as well. But we do appreciate reservations if you could call in. Thank you.
Now, one time a couple years ago, we had a 1950s Christmas program for something. I can't remember. And a mother and her daughter came dressed in 1950s dresses, and it was really cute. And I so regret that I didn't take a picture at the time. But, I mean, they really got into the whole evening.
We're going to be talking about toys and where people shopped in those decades. So we want people to bring their memories. And if you have an old toy from that time period that you still have and you were fond of, we'd love to see that as well.
I don't know if I've told this story here or not, but when I was a child, they had a contest at Grimble's. And I happened to win the contest, so I won a couple prizes. I still have that. It was a little truck set. I played with it for years, and then I put it back in the box, and it's still in the box.
Well, there you go. That's great. You still have the box.
I'll bring that down if I can remember.
Tuesday night, the 17th, yeah.
It was a prize from Grimble's Hardware, who was still
still in business
today. Okay, so this is a season when you mentioned that you don't have yours done yet, and that is shopping. When I come in and you ladies were getting ready for the show, I noticed a humongous catalog over there, something that we used to remember when we were kids that Mom used to get. So we're going to talk about shopping, I understand, today.
We are, and I can remember as a kid, Sears had a separate toy catalog.
Oh, yeah.
And I can remember even my kids would wear that out. You know, they'd circle all the stuff they wanted and everything. I mean, they knew they weren't going to get everything they circled and stuff, but it was just fun to look at just page after page after page of toys. You know, you didn't have to look at a screen. You didn't have to enlarge it.
Yeah. Now you go. Now you go through the catalog of what game you can get on the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not nearly as fun, believe me.
Okay, so how are we going to handle this today? So I can ask the folks to call in and help us at 433-1433. Are we going to talk about where we shopped or what we shopped? Or?
Well, we did bring the 1955 and the 1965 directory because if people want to remember a particular store or where it was, we can look it up. But the two catalogs that I brought are two newest catalogs. We have a lot from the 1890s. But this is 1967 and 1927. So
Whoa.
The 27, you're not going to remember, but just as interesting as to what was available in 1927.
Yeah, only something your parents might have been looking for.
And then, but the 1967, you know, even though I was young at that time, and Anne-Marie even younger, a lot younger. It's just fun to look, and you look at the dresses and the styles and what was available, and it's amazing.
I thought I was dealing with a couple of kids here. Okay, folks, so 433-1433. And I would think the stores down Main Street in Lockport, before everything moved out to Transit, Anne Marie has a catalog she's holding up there. And there's two more big ones on the table. So we're going to start in the 50s, are we? For our shopping spree. Give us a call, 433-1433. Can you remember where you shopped, where mom took you to shop, where you looked for your toys
or your best gifts? Christmas. Your very best Christmas. Yep. You know, everybody your had one Christmas toy. Where you got that one thing you really wanted. and it just made Christmas so special.
Yeah. Well, in the 1955 Lockport City Directory, they're under department stores. We'll start with that. There were three of them. There was Carl and Company, Montgomery Ward, in which we have a catalog, but that's a little bit later, and Sears and Roebuck, and Williams Brothers.
Oh, Williams Brothers.
I don't know if Williams Brothers ever had a catalog, but I know people probably just went and shopped in there. So that there were also 5 and 10 cent stores, Grant's, Kresge's, Newberry's, and Woolworth's. So if you shopped at any of those or you have any memories of any of those. I know Melissa and I do, not from here in Lockport, but she was from Kenmore, and I was from the South Buffalo, Lackawanna area, and we shopped at these places in that area. So, but if you have any memories of any of those stores or Christmas, I'd be interested to know, was there a Santa in any of those stores at Christmas? Did Williams Brothers have a Santa? Does anybody remember?
The stores that I remember going to as a child, yes, we had a Santa. And plus, Lockport had a Santa. They used to put a house up down on the big bridge area, and Santa used to have his little house right there, and he was there for a couple of weeks, if I remember correctly, in the holiday period.
Oh, that's neat. I don't remember that. I was a real fan of, because I could walk to Kresge's from my house. I was a big fan of Kresge's and M&A's because they were right in the Sheridan Plaza where I lived. And plus, you know, I mean, you could buy what you thought was a really jazzy ring for like a quarter.
Yeah. Well, right now you live right across the street from Santa's house.
Yes, I do. Yep. So, and boy, is it lit up.
Do you take your little list over there to make sure he knows where you live, just across the street?
Yeah, well, my grandchildren definitely do. And it was disappointing because their big town event, you know, I watched them put the tent up on Saturday, and it was that ice storm on Sunday. Oh. And so they ended up having to cancel it. And that's usually a huge event. I mean, that's lines and the pace just jam-packed. So I was disappointed. They have a couple other smaller days for Santa to be there. But the big event was a disappointment this year. I'm sure that Santa and his reindeer and everybody were disappointed that you know, it was so icy.
Yeah, that was a big, big thing for us when we were kids, was Santa coming into Lockport, and he came in on a sleigh. Oh. Well, I read in the paper the other day where there was a Santa that came in a helicopter.
Wow.
One Santa parachuted in with his bag of toys on his back.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Down on Transit.
Yeah.
I said, wow.
Wow. Yeah.
I think Gene Autry had a song about Santa in a helicopter or something like that. But when I was growing up, we went to the M&A's in downtown Buffalo, and that's where the Santa was. That's what my mother always told us. That's where the real Santa was. So I didn't know if there was, you know, here in Lockport where the real Santa was. Maybe it was in that house on the big bridge.
House on the big bridge area.
Like Santa has to have helpers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
I used to be one of Santa's helpers.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, then I grew 2 inches, so I was no longer called an elf. You know?
But do you remember going downtown to Buffalo and looking at all the windows? Yep. They had all the, well, we always did. They always had the automated, I mean, and that was a big thing then.
Down, you know, at M&A's.
Down at M&A's and Burgers and Hens and Kelly's, and they had the big windows all decorated. And I mean, it was beautiful to go down there and shop.
And this is terrible. I can't remember the store, but I remember the jingle on the radio, 998 Broadway.
Oh, that was Sattler's.
That was Sattler's.
Yep. Broadway.
Because
yes.
they always play that for the Christmas time, 998 Broadway.
Yep. Yep.
And I would, right now I know how to get there, but I couldn't tell you what store was there at the time. I had just one blank.
Yeah, I was. I used to go get all my fruit for my fruitcake that I used to bake.
The Broadway Market there?
Well, no, I used to get it at Sattler's.
Sattler's? Oh, okay.
They had it in bulk there that you could buy whatever you wanted. But I know the people went up and down Main Street and shopped in Lockport. And it was funny because the other day I was just reading in a newspaper article, you know, when you're researching one thing, you often see others. And it was about the parking meters and that they had gotten in 3 years, they had something like $48,000 in parking fees that they had collected in pennies and nickels. I thought, holy cow, I don't hope they put them back. But it was interesting because, you know, when you consider the small amount of money, it really added up. So that shows you that people were downtown, they were parking, they were using the meters, you know, not just for doctor's appointments and things like that, but they really spent time going in and out of all the stores.
And that's why I enjoy going down to Medina on cruise nights. It reminds me of Lockport because Medina parks angular into the parking spot like you're going to the store. Lockport did that many, many years ago when I was a child also. You used to park angular going in.
Well, you get a lot more cars in.
And then they took and moved them and put them lengthwise along parallel with the curb. But 433-1433, surely somebody out there remembers going, and let's open it up to Niagara County.
Sure, because there's people in Niagara Falls.
Or North Tonawanda.
Yep.
Give us a call if you're listening from Niagara Falls or NT, and let us know what it was like. What do you have now, the 50s you have there?
We have 55 and 65.
55 and 65. What was it like back then? Two Shop, were the stores crowded in that area? I remember in our area they were very crowded.
Yeah.
Always it was a great time in Lockport. And they used to have carolers that, sung out on the big bridge area.
Yeah, that's before they have Salvation Army bands?
Yeah, all around the place, yes, yes. Yeah. Before they built that nice place they have now on the corner at Walnut and
Cottage.
So,
well, another store that people, you know, might have shopped at Christmas, jewelry was always popular for a gift. There were several jewelry stores in Lockport in 1955. Albright Jewelers, Bowes Jewelers, Harry Hamels, Labar, Mills, Skirtos, and Weber's. And they were all, well, most of them were on Main Street. Bowes was on Market, and Labar's was on Locust, but all of the others were on Main Street. So Lockport was able to support, you know, almost like six different jewelry stores at that time.
And two of those are still in existence.
Yes, Skirtos and Mills.
They used to advertise, and one still does, I believe, on WLVL.
I know that there were shoe stores, a lot of shoe stores in Lockport, and one with a parrot in it. Everybody always talks, but I don't know which one had the parrot.
That was my favorite store because I even loved parrots back then. I have an African gray now that's got a 500-word vocabulary, and I said he's smarter than some of my neighbors, you know. But, yes, and I don't remember, but I for some reason Buster Brown sticks in my mind, but there was a caller once when we were doing our walk up and down Main Street. Remember, you had all the store names and we were there.
And I probably put it in the file, but I don't know.
One was Endicott Johnson. Okay. I know it was a big store that was on Main Street, the shoe store. And there was a lady that called in and remembered the name of the store, shoe store, that had the parrot. And so if you remember that, give us a call. We're talking about shopping at Christmas time, and surely everybody stopped in the 1950s to say hi to the parrot because he was a character and a half.
Well, the shoe stores in 55 were Barone's, the Boot Shop, Diane's, Niagara, Endicott Johnson, Furlong, Kenny's, Tom McCann, Mooney's, Parr's Shoe Store, Perry's Shoe Store, Progressive Shoe Store, Schiff's Shoe Store, and Things Shoe Store.
Wow. But I would have probably said two of those.
Yeah. But it's interesting, like Buster Brown, you know, I mean, everybody knew Buster Brown shoes, and Endicott Johnson was a brand.
Yeah.
There was another
Tom
one you
McCann.
Said. That, Tom McCann,
yeah.
that was
Kenny.
A brand. Kenny's. I mean, so the brands actually had their own stores, which you don't see that anymore.
We had a Liberty shoe store down in the Abbott Plaza in Lackawanna. I don't know if they had Liberty up here or where
I don't
you,
remember
where
Liberty.
Yeah, the one we went to was Liberty Shoes. So...
And since we're talking about shopping and going down Main Street and having fun, one of the things that was said to me just yesterday, believe it or not, was that a lot of the box stores are having a problem now with Christmas shoppers because everybody's going online.
Yeah.
With the new Amazon deal that's going in this area. They have one that's near here, but now we're going to have one in this area.
Yeah, the big box stores... killed the little stores, and now Amazon is killing
them,
the big box stores. So,
The people and the kids that are growing up now might not be able to enjoy the shopping as we did.
No,
when we were kids, it was so much fun because you could actually point and pick out. Okay, I want this toy right here.
That's right.
Where when you look at it online, to me, that's an entirely different animal.
Well, and I was at Barnes & Noble the other day, and they have a huge amount of toys in there now, which surprised me. And I guess the Toys R Us is going to come back. They opened one in Ohio.
I heard that. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, because you have to kind of see the toys. I am not a great online shopper.
No, me neither.
And I don't want to buy shoes online either.
Oh.
You know, I want to be able to try them up. And I was thinking of that when you talked about the Buster Browns. I have flat feet, so my mother bought corrective shoes for me, and I don't know what grade I was in, maybe third or fourth, I don't know. And they were the ugliest things you have ever seen. They were brown, and they were ugly, and they were awful. And we went on a trip, and I know she spent like $40 for them. So this was like, you know, probably in the 60s.
Yeah.
Well, that was a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
And we went on a trip, and I purposely left him in the hotel. And, oh, my God, did I get in trouble.
I was going to say, I hope there isn't anybody listening now that would squeal on you. So. And I can appreciate what you're saying because I went through the same thing. When I was a young child, I had a problem with an arch and the way the foot would toe in.
Yeah.
And so I had to wear the corrective shoes. Yeah. And you don't think I took some heat,
yeah.
you know, with the corrective.
The orthopedic shoes.
Were the high top bits. And, oh, my goodness. I said, get me out of these things.
I remember
and
those, too.
Sneaks.
Yeah. When you're a kid, it's devastating.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one part that you'd never forget.
Yeah.
Is the shoe bit. Especially if you were, you know, a girl and had to wear the corrective ones.
Oh, God, they were awful.
Yeah.
They were just awful. And now I probably should have used them.
So let's talk about some more of the stores that
and
different kind of products that we would buy at Christmas.
Well, there were a lot of clothing stores in Lockport. They had a couple of children's clothing stores, Child Shop, The Sample, and Tot and Teen. And then for the men's clothing store, they had Albert's Men's Shops, Carnahan's, Clap Saddle, Glover, maybe I'm saying it wrong. Kennedy Brothers, Lurch and Daly, Myers, Plumber's Shirt Shop, and Scott's. And women, there was the Bridal Shop, Flora Hatch, Jane Lee Store, Joan Lee Shop, Lydia's Youth Fashions, Morrison's Women's Wear, Mutual Clothing Store, New Yorker Shop, Norbin's Dress Shop, Ryan's Cotton Shop, again The Sample, Seelan's Scripps, Top of the Town Shop. So those were the women's clothing stores.
Okay, we have a call coming in that's going to help us with our Christmas shopping.
Great.
Good morning. You're on Niagara County's Great History Show. You are on.
Good morning.
Morning.
I can remember my shop was Neisner's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Neisner?
Yes.
Yes.
Not an upscale shop, but that was my store. And I can remember that whenever I went in there and I had to charge anything, my limit was $30. So can you imagine trying that one today?
Oh, yeah. Boy, yeah.
Couldn't even get one thing for $30.
Right. Yeah, that's right. But that's what I did. And I thought, you know, because we weren't bringing in but one paycheck. And so I thought, that better be my limit. And so I stuck with it.
Well, there you go.
Good for you.
Now, that was like a department store, correct?
Yes, it was.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And was that in that plaza down Transit? Where was that?
Yes, it was.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. I've seen a picture of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the shoe store that I always took the kids to, I believe it was Tars. And I think that was in that same plaza. But they had a small merry-go-round.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, it was like four seats. And the kids would get on that and pedal around.
Oh. What was the name of the store again?
Pars.
Pars, okay.
It was Pars.
Okay. Yes. I just didn't catch
it. I'm pretty sure it was. And, they really loved that. And the shoes weren't that expensive, of course. I don't know. Maybe they seemed pretty at the time. But now I guess it wasn't so bad, but...
Do you
I just thought I'd let you know about
Nyser. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Call 433-1433 if you'd like to join us. Join us on our Christmas shopping spree today. You can spend some money and not even take it out of your wallet today. Tell us where you spent it when your mom and dad went, or maybe grandpa and grandma. You had the pleasure of going with grandpa and grandma down with the big old cars that we used to park down on Main Street.
I can remember, too, you know, you would get a little bit of money, and then you try and find something for your mom. And it was usually probably something that she really didn't need, but like bubble bath or some horrific perfume. something like that. But you
or an obnoxious pin or something.
Yeah.
I remember giving those to my mother.
But you were so proud because you had saved the money and you bought something for her that was a surprise. And, you know, I don't know if much of that goes on anymore, but it was a big deal when you were a kid to be able to buy something for your mom for 50 cents or a dollar that you know, you really thought was neat. And my mother was always gracious about it. Mm-hmm. And whatever it was.
Well, I think most mothers are. They
so, hey, I always made a big deal about whatever you gave them.
Well, we were extremely poor, and I didn't know it at the time because I always had nice clothes to wear to school and whatever. And I think I've told this on the history show before, that when I'd go shopping with my mom down Main Street, we always went to this store that was called the sales store. And we used to get nice stuff. But the thing that I missed was the first word. It was called rummage. Rummage sale. We had a store in Lockport that was a rummage sales store.
Oh, that's
and
neat.
And when I got my stuff, I thought I was the king of the world because I had a new shirt and a new pair of pants and... I got it in that wonderful store called the Rummage Sale.
Well, they're
so when
we'll do that now.
Yes, when I got my first job, which was a paper boy, you know, I exactly felt just like you said. I got some money now. I'm going out and buy mom and dad a gift for Christmas. And it was always fun to go shopping because we could walk down Main Street. You didn't have to take, you know, your car, jump in and go out transit or whatever. And it was great. So join us, 433-1433, and we can talk about your great times when you went Christmas shopping.
Yeah. I can remember just going, like, to Amonay's and going through all the different things. And, you know, when you're older and you're starting to earn money, as you say, with a paper route or whatever you were doing. For me, it was babysitting. I made a fortune babysitting. I really did. And then you had money and you could buy something for other people and you could buy things for yourselves. And I actually started some collections at that point, you know, like I'd buy a Christmas ornament that I wanted to keep for later and things. And that's another thing is the decorations. You know, the stores were decorated. The streets were decorated. It was fun. It was really fun to go down and
shop. It was an experience, yeah.
Well, let's take our break today. I think we should end up with just about 1 3-minute break today, if I added correctly. So you are listening to Niagara County's Great History Show, 1340 AM, 105.3 FM.
John Murphy here for Noco Heating Oil and Propane. Choose Noco to heat your home and get the quality and service you deserve. In addition to reliable heating oil and propane delivery, Noco provides service for heating and cooling equipment, boilers, and water heaters. When Noco installs your new propane tank, they'll perform a free safety check to ensure your tank runs safely and efficiently. Call now to switch and receive a $100 bonus on your heating oil or a $200 bonus for your propane purchase. Call Noco today to schedule a delivery.
Since 1991, Great Lakes Surgical Associates has been the top surgical practice in the area. Doctors Hodge and Schratz are board certified, and they've lived in the community for over 20 years. At their state-of-the-art suite, they offer general surgical procedures, endoscopies, and colonoscopies. Great Lakes Surgical Associates, 160 East Avenue, Lockport, the only certified facility in eastern Niagara County. For the most cost-effective option in all of western New York, call 434-6141 or visit greatlakesurgery.com.
Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
When it comes to physical rehab, you want to get back into your life as soon as possible, and Elderwood at Lockport can help. They make it easy for you to pre-schedule your short-term rehab stay. They'll take care of everything, including verifying your insurance information. They'll work one-on-one with your physician to get you home sooner, but more importantly, get you back to your quality of life. Let Elderwood of Lockport help you recover from your recent hospital stay with individual treatment. To schedule a tour or to learn more, call 434-6324 or visit elderwood.com.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off and to wear a helmet when she rides her bicycle. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
The radio home of Niagara University Purple Eagles hockey is right here on WLBL. The NU Purple Eagles return to action Friday and Saturday, December 13th and 14th at AIC. Face off at 1. And don't forget, NU hockey remains your best family sporting value. Single game tickets start at just $12. Get tickets online at purpleeagles.com or call 716-286-TICKS. 716-286-TICKS. Be a part of the action. Get ready to soar with Niagara University hockey. A holiday tradition returns. Mr. Christmas John Morris Russell brings together a magical program featuring the Buffalo Philharmonic Chorus to put you in the holiday spirit. It's John Morris Russell's Holiday Pops at Kleinhans. Filled with spectacular new arrangements, merriment, fun, and special guest, Broadway film and recording artist Liz Calloway. Friday, December 19th, 10:30 a.m., Saturday the 20th at 8 p.m., and Sunday the 21st at 2:30 p.m. Tickets online at bpo.org or call 885-5000.
Niagara County's Great History Show, flying along this morning, having a great time talking about shopping for Christmas in the studio. Executive Director of Niagara County History Center, Melissa Dunlap, and her assistant, the storyteller I call her, Anne Marie Lineberry. Well, ladies, they had plenty of time to get their thoughts in line. You had plenty of time. I seen you going through your books and your catalogs. So remember the big catalogs that used to come from Sears?
Yes.
Sears.
We have one of them with us.
That's what I thought. Monster catalog. Yeah. And one...
we have Montgomery Ward, too, and Penny's had one.
One shop that Anne Marie should have in her book was Grimble's, because that's how I got into the contest. We used to go down to Grimble's. They had a great toys section in Grimble's Hardware down on Main Street.
Yeah, that's probably
okay, ladies, let's roll.
Well, they were talking about
1-4-3-3 if you want to join us.
Okay, on one of your ads, they were talking about car seats and checking them. And yesterday I was going through this Montgomery Ward 1967 catalog, and it had the car seats, and I remember my sister had one of these, where it hooked over the front seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a little steering wheel. Yeah, not a good idea.
Yeah, so if the front seat went forward, you went forward,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we have a call coming in. Good morning. You're on Niagara County's Great History Show. You are on.
I hope you don't mind. I called back after you were talking about
small people going shopping on their own.
Yes.
We lived in an upstairs rented apartment, and I was allowed to go shopping by myself. I'm sure my parents were outside the store, but I was in the store by myself shopping for my mother, and I got to the checkout, and the woman said, "Are you sure you want to buy this?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember this vividly." And so I bought it, and my mother opened it up at Christmas time. I had bought her a rent receipt book, and we didn't own.
That's a great story.
Well, she loved it anyway.
Your heart was in the right place.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, it was. And I was just so excited that she loved it.
And that's why moms are great.
Yes.
Yes, and I'm sure Dad would have done the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Dad, I don't even remember what I bought him.
Thank you very much. 433-1433. Join us. We're talking about Christmas shopping in Niagara County.
Well, we're also in this 1967 Montgomery Ward catalog. There are official Girl Scout shoes, and they are the ugliest things. They were original Girl Scout Oxfords. They were $11.99. Now, the regular saddle shoes were only $7.84, and the loafers were only $5.84. But it says in the description that they're expertly crafted of the finest quality materials, leather uppers, and Goodyear welt construction. So wow. There you go. Goodyear, instead of just doing tires, they were doing Girl Scout shoes. But they were just the type of shoes that you wouldn't want to wear if you were a girl.
I remember, I don't know if all the A&A's stores had them, but back in the 70s when I was a Girl Scout, several of the A&A's stores had Girl Scout outlets
yes.
in them.
I remember that.
Yeah, where you could go and buy Girl Scout merchandise.
And then they had candy in there.
Yes.
They had a candy department.
Yeah. Well, I worked at the McKinley Mall A&A's back in the mid-80s, right after it opened for two Christmases, and that's where I ended up working in the candy department, candy and stationery. So, yeah, I remember that.
Well, that would be a great time when the parents could buy the nice Girl Scout outfit gifts for Christmas.
Yes, right. Yes. And you did get stuff like that for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And then I worked at Ulbricht's in the Sheridan Plaza, which was all my favorites. Books, stationery, pens. I mean, I hardly brought anything home. But I can remember, and one of the worst things about working there was that was when they, like the Visa cards and the MasterCards were fairly new, and they had all the booklets, and if somebody gave you a card, you had to look up to make sure that their number wasn't in the booklet. And if it was, that meant that it was a bad card, and you had to cut it up in front of them. that was horrifying when you're a teenager. And but that was fun, and I can remember people coming in, and there was a big rush the day after Thanksgiving, and there was a big rush the day after Christmas just like there is now. I mean, they were days you didn't want to work, but you had to.
Right.
And but, you know, all the fun things that they had then.
And everybody would wait until the last minute as they're walking out the door to get candy, and we had to stay open until everybody had their candy order.
Yes. And I had a math teacher that used to use that. He'd start the algebra with, you know, well, if you went to A&A's and you bought a third of this pound at this amount and this amount and this amount, but you were only going to spend $20, you had to figure it out. I hated that.
Yeah.
And Anne-Marie had to live through it.
Yes.
So there you go. But in these catalogs, there is just about everything. There's Instamatic cameras. Do you remember those?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And they had the square cubes.
Yep.
Yep. And they had that. And
my daughter she knows about the gifts, so I'm not giving anything away, but she wanted a Polaroid camera for Christmas.
And here they are.
I got a Polaroid camera for Christmas 40 years ago, and now she wants one.
Oh, my.
It's like
I didn't know they still made them.
It's a new model.
It's a new model, and that's what she wanted. So.
And for the young folks that are listening or middle-aged folks that are listening now, the catalog that Melissa's looking at is probably hundreds of pages long because it's about 3 inches thick. And this would be sent to your house.
1,275 pages.
Yeah, I wouldn't even close.
Yeah.
1,275.
1,275. And, of course, carousel projectors. It's got that with all the slide things and all your accessories. It's got automotive stuff. It's got boat stuff. It's got fishing stuff. It's got
roller skates,
the kind that clamped on.
Or, yeah.
Yep, they did have the boot ones, but those were the deluxe.
Oh, yeah.
Chicago rink skates. They were $22 or $39.95.
Yeah, I have nightmares yet about clamp skates because my brother and I used to run the Hamilton house that I've told stories about, and those were clamp skates.
Yes.
And put about 100 people on that Hamilton house floor on a Friday night with clamp skates and the parents hated us because they used to tear the soles off the shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, because the clamps would come over, and we used to have to, every second we had to put clamps back on.
Yeah, and were you all with the key?
With the key.
Yep. And then you'd lose the key. Oh, gosh. And then mine, finally, my mother put it on a shoelace. And put a knot in the top, so you had to skate with the key on you. I mean, it's just amazing what you could buy. I mean, you think Amazon is new, but it's not.
No, it's not.
Sears had everything. I mean, here's tires, shock absorbers, every fitting that you need for your wiring needs. I mean, furniture, all sorts of furniture. Oh, you could get tables with little cherubs all around them. And it's just fun. I wish that people could see it because if you, mm-hmm. you know, everything was bright colors and lots of busy patterns and it was a lot of knit clothing.
What a lead in. You have these books at the History Center, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we do.
So the folks can stop into the History Center. Now you have to tell them where it is and what you have and how they can get a hold of you.
Okay. The History Center is at 215 Niagara Street in Lockport. And the number is 434-7433. We're open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. But if you want to do research, please call us during the week because the research
office,
staff, is we could.
We're not on the weekends.
Yeah, we're not there on the weekends, but we could, if we know, we can set the stuff up for the Saturday staff that they can give you whatever you want.
And it's not just one building. It's multiple. I was shocked how many buildings you guys
There's
have.
Five buildings at that site. We have the Colonel William Bond House, which unfortunately is closed right now for some structural issues. I've got a grant, and they're going to do a report, and then we'll get the money to fix that. And then we have the Erie Canal Discovery Center. And this time of year, that's open Friday and Saturday, 10 to 3. But you could always reach us, too, online. We're at niagarahistory.org. We also have a Facebook, the History Center, on Facebook. We just started an Instagram account. I have no idea how to do that. And we have a Twitter account. Don't know how to do that. But we hire young people so that...
There you go. Yeah.
They know all about it.
So they know what they're doing.
But we sure could turn those pages in that catalog in the 50s and the 60s, couldn't we?
Oh, my gosh. I wish I could show people some of the patterns because we were like...
Well, you can because they can stop over to the History Center and you can whip that out and say, okay, this is how we went Christmas shopping.
Oh, my gosh. And it was really something. You know, it was really flowery in the 60s and then in the 70s was plaid.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my kids always accuse me of trying to buy plaid so that we blend in with the couch.
Yeah.
Which, of course, was plaid. A lot of shirt waist dresses and really a lot of knit things, knit suits. And you know, when I look at it, it's like looking at your mother. It really is. And then I saw there was a wedding gown, really a pretty one. And the gown, of course, that went all the way up and had long sleeves like mine did. You know, there was none of that spaghetti strapless, none of that. And it was $35.95. And then the veil was $12.95. And then the petticoat was $8.
And I remember that JCPenney's had a line of clothing that was strictly JCPenney looks. Because when the kids used to go to school, they used to say, oh, your folks buy your clothes at JCPenney's. So maybe that's a plus in one aspect and a minus in another. But now I couldn't even tell you where there's a clothing store in Lockport anymore.
Well, there's the two There's the two new men ones, the something that.
Oh, that was, yes, one of my kids' friends, Danny Doctor, opened up that one.
Windsor Knot.
The corner of Walnut and Pine.
Yeah, it's where Corfe's used to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course, that's not going to help people that... I'm becoming my mother.
Yeah.
They just took the barn down at the corner of the street where my cottage is, and now I have to say you have to turn left where the barn used to be.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to really help. But in this catalog, they have an outfit from Ireland and one from England and one from Italy and two from Italy. So, I mean, we were really into the international stuff then, too. Wow. It's just it's just interesting to see the styles again, and some of them, this is a page of bridesmaids' dresses. You can relive that horror all over again. I finally got rid of all my bridesmaids' dresses.
433-1433. Surely somebody is listening out there that used to go Christmas shopping in Lockport, or knows their parents or their grandparents or relatives or friends what it was like in the 50s and the 60s to go Christmas shopping, when it was a lot of fun, when you could actually hand touch and say, oh, this is what I'd like for my cousin.
And it's interesting, too, in the 1967 catalog, there's two-piece bathing suits, but none of them show your belly button. They're You know, and I can remember that. I can remember going shopping and my mother saying, if you're going to buy a two-piece suit, your belly button can't show. You know, I mean, it had to be up high enough that, you know, you weren't exposing all that skin. But I because I worked at the Y and I was a swim instructor and stuff, I always had one-piece suits, so it didn't matter. But that was a big thing at the time. Oh, and you could get a little mink stole, you know, so you wanted that. And everything, you know, your shoes and your purse could match. I never do, but some people do. They had coordinated outfits. It's just fun to look through the old stuff. It really is.
And then there was toy stores. I mean, they sold just toys. So, Anne-Marie, you should have a list of just toy stores in there.
Let me see here. If there's a...
I didn't mean to put you on the spot quickly, but I recall there was... before Toys R Us even came into existence, there was toy stores.
Well, this is the 1965 catalog. It says Toys and Games O'Connor's
yes.
122 Main Street.
Yep, I remember
and
that
And I think,
one.
What, Noah's Ark?
Yeah, Noah's Ark had a lot of toys.
Toys and bikes and things like electronics
yep.
and things like that. So,
but I think Williams Brothers must have had toys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but if people called in, we would know.
433-1433.
Was there a brand name?
Did you work
in
there? You know,
was there a brand name?
Yes.
Okay, because that's the catalog I remember from the 70s and 80s was the brand names catalog.
The brand names was in the Y going east on 31 where Tops is now.
Oh,
there
okay.
was a brand names out there.
Yeah, oh, that's right. I do remember that because that was still there when I moved here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was a fun catalog too.
Yeah.
And that had different things. That had a lot of jewelry and collectibles. And you know, you went in and you filled your little thing in with the little golf pencils.
Yes.
And you put it in the box. And then they went and they got it. And it came out on a conveyor belt.
Yep.
That was a fun way to shop.
That's where we shopped at the Southgate Plaza. They had a brand names. And in the Abbott Plaza, they had a store called Noms. I don't know if there were any around here. And it was very similar to brand names.
I don't recall.
Yeah, I don't know. But that was down in Lackawanna. So
I remember the Twin Fair that used to be where the ice rink is now.
Yes.
What was that before it was Twin Fair?
It was, I believe it was a supermarket, and I'm trying to...
I know it was a supermarket after. I thought maybe it was either Sears or something else before it was Twin Fair.
I don't recall it right now, but there was two buildings there. One...
Oh, okay.
Where the rink was, there was one closer to the corner.
There was a supermarket on the corner that was at Acme.
Right. Okay, maybe that's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Chestnut and Washburn?
Right, yes.
Yeah, that building's still there, but they're just using the parking lot for the bank.
Yeah.
And then there was the administration building, which was that yellow brick one that's the warehouse now.
That used to be the Board of Education.
Right,
yeah.
Before they built the one on Beatty.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, but I remember going to that Twin Fair, and that had a lot of toys and stuff in it, too. Yeah.
Yes.
And then there were two guys. Were there two guys any? Because there were two guys. Where I lived.
I don't know if there was any in Lockport. I don't know if
it. It sounds very familiar, yeah. But I'd have to verify that one. Yeah. I don't recall that.
Yeah, but then there was. Shoot, I just thought of one.
But I'm shocked at the number of shoe stores and the number of men's and women's stores in Lockport at that time. And Lockport is the same size now than it was then. So think about it, folks. How many stores were in that, let's say, 10-15 block area of Lower Main and then Main and then the eastern part of Main?
Well, then later on there was Hills and Ames.
Yes.
Gold Circle.
We had
Hills and Ames.
Hills and Ames. And yeah. There were a lot of toys in those. I mean, my kids loved to go there.
Yes.
And then I think Hills had popcorn. I think you could get popcorn when you got in. You could buy a bag. They had like a little counter, kind of like Kresge's used to, where they had a counter and you could, you know, eat a sandwich or whatever.
433-1433. Usually in the last 10 minutes of the show, we get quite a few calls for the people who didn't want to call early. So call us. We have 8 minutes and 22 seconds exactly.
We had a Kmart, too.
Yes, we did.
And that was a big store. That had a lot of toys and fun things in it.
And the last one in this area, Niagara County, just closed.
Did it?
That
the one
was
in
up
Niagara Falls?
On Niagara Falls Boulevard
and Military
Road.
Yeah. Oh, that's a shame. Yeah, because I mean that was they had the blue light specials.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's what I used to say with the fouls in basketball I'm still calling the games. That was a blue lighter.
Yeah.
Because it's like a very light one, you know.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on Niagara County's Great History Show. You are on.
Yeah. Wanted to let you know I've been listening. That was a Sears where the Twin Fair was.
Was it? Because it was Sears first, and then it was Twin Fair. Did it turn into two guys?
Yeah, it was Sears first. I know that, and then it was Twin. And then I think it was Twin Fair after that. And as far as the brand names go, I worked at the brand names in Lockport in the early '80s.
Oh wow!
It used to be in that plaza where the surgery center is now, urgent care and the surgery.
Oh okay, yeah, yep. I know where you're talking.
Used to be there. Yep.
Near
yep.
Consumers, right there.
Yeah. And I don't know, you didn't mention it, if you remember, prior to Brand Names, Lockport had a Century.
Yes, they did. Good
I do
point.
Remember. I don't remember that Century. I didn't move here until 78. But I remember a Century that was off of Sheridan near Niagara Falls Boulevard.
Yeah, Lockport had a Century store on Transit Road in the plaza, I think where the Goodwill is now.
Okay.
And a barbershop.
All right. Well, the Goodwill now moved over to Tops. Next to Tops now.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid shopping in that Century before Brand Names was in existence in Lockport.
And that was kind of the same thing where it was a catalog and you filled it out.
Yeah. It was a catalog store. And that's the one with the conveyor belt. Brand Names never had a conveyor belt.
Oh, okay. So I had that confused. Okay.
Yeah.
So they just brought it out for Brand Names.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. The conveyor belt went along the outside wall. At the Century Store.
Huh, okay. Well, I needed a tea kettle, and I was thinking just a couple months ago, and I was thinking, boy, if there was just Brand Names, I could look it up and I could get a tea kettle.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. 433-1433. You can join us about the stores you used to go to, work at, or enjoy at Christmas time when we all will go Christmas shopping. Melissa said she's not done yet.
No, I'm not done. I haven't even started yet.
But I'm starting to panic.
Well, in 1965, for clothing stores, they mentioned a couple of Buffalo stores, AM&A's and Klein Hands, but... again, some of the same ones we talked about earlier, Albert's. Then there was something called The Attic. Charmtown. I don't know if anybody remembers Charmtown and what they sold. Corday's.
Oh, Corday's, I remember.
That was a new one. Let's see if there's any others here that weren't in the other ones.
I recall Cordae's as being more of a ladies' store.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, this is in this catalog. They've just lumped all of the clothing stores together: the children's, the ladies, and the men's. So they don't differentiate in this catalog like they did in the last one.
We have about 4.5 minutes left, so let's recap what's happening at the History Center for this month, and then we can go back and talk some more.
Okay, well, on Tuesday, December 19th at 5:30, we're going to have our family night. It starts with a pizza supper that you can get for a nominal donation. And then at 6 o'clock, we're going to do a program called A Baby Boomer's Christmas, which is going to be about the 50s, 60s, and into the 70s. What types of toys did you get or want for Christmas during those years? What stores you shopped in, not only in Lockport, but if Niagara Falls, Buffalo. You know, what do you remember about growing up at Christmas time in the 50s and 60s and 70s? And then we're going to make an ornament reminiscent of that time period. So if you'd like to attend that program, you can call 434-7433. We do ask for reservations, particularly if you're going to stay for the pizza, because we need to know how much to order. Hopefully it will be a nice, enjoyable evening. It's for children, adults, grandparents, anybody that would like to come. You don't have to have, you can come by yourself. You don't have to come, you know, with a group or anything. So, just let us know.
Yeah.
Well, it happened again. The lights are just buzzing now. We have 3 minutes left, so let's take a couple of calls.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on Niagara County's Great History Show. You are on.
Morning. I believe that after Twin Fair closed up, it was a Jubilee.
Oh, that's right.
Great. Yeah,
that's
yes.
Right.
Run by the Maverick family.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. You're right.
All right.
Then it got Faye's Drugs next to it eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much. Good morning. You're on Niagara County's Great History Show. You are on.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Very well.
Good. My best recollection was Noah's Ark on Main Street. And they only sold the toys seasonally. So after Christmas, we'd go in there and get some really good buys. And my grandmother always gave us money for Christmas. And I remember my brothers and I pooled together our $6, and we bought a 6-foot toboggan in the early
60s. Well, it was smart. Yeah.
And had a blast at the country club, I'll bet.
Yep.
You got it, right.
Thank you very much.
Thank
appreciate
you.
The call.
Thank you.
Okay, 2 minutes, Melissa, on your recap.
Well, we're open year-round, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 at 215 Niagara Street. We have a website, niagarahistory.org. And on our Facebook, we have a new young marketing person, and she is putting pictures on all the time. So if you'd like to look at old photos, look up our Facebook. It's the History Center of Niagara. We just have programming all the time. It's just December is, you know, we already had Albert McFadden on Saturday, and he did FDR, and he just did a wonderful job, and we had a really good crowd for that. But Family Night is our next event in December, and then we start all again in January. So.
And the History Show, I mean the History Complex, let's call it complex, is open year-round, correct?
It's open year-round, yep. We're there all the time, so if you have a question, you can give us a call, 434-7433, or if you want to make reservations for the Baby Boomers Family Night, give us a call. We'll put your name down a reservation. We do a couple of bus trips each year also, in addition to doing a gala and an Oktoberfest and speakers, and we're going to do Soup and Story on February 8th. So we've got a lot of stuff going on.
I would like to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and whatever your faith may be, we hope you have a happy and safe holiday season. You've been listening to Niagara County's Great History Show on 1340 AM, 105.3 FM.
Bill O'Reilly here. Please stay tuned for the O'Reilly Update coming up at 12:15 as part of the Niagara New News Hour right here on WLVL Lockport.
The national anthem at noon on Hometown 1340 AM.